You're listening to SBS News.
At the pub in Grizzly Flats, a group of locals gather. They're trying to salvage food and other supplies from one of the few buildings that remain standing in the small Californian community of about 1,200 people. Resident Derek Shave's home was one of many destroyed by the Calder fire, which ripped through the mountain hamlet.
I physically saw my home, which is a pile of ash, which is on an acre of property and a 1,600 foot home. It's a pile of ash. Everybody on my block is a pile of ash.
The fire in El Dorado County started on Saturday and remained small until strong winds caused it to triple in size overnight on Tuesday. At least 11,000 residents across three communities, including Pollock Pines and Somerset, were displaced by mandatory evacuation orders. In Grizzly Flats, homes, an elementary school, a church and a post office were all destroyed. Derek Shave says he and others watched as their town burnt to the ground.
It was a beautiful, close, small, vibrant community of mixed peoples from every demographic that you can think of. But a tight community, and it's nothing now. It's literally, all I can think of is what you saw in Paradise, and the carnage that you saw those people have to endure is what we saw today.
The Calder Blaze is just one of nearly 100 major wildfires burning across more than a dozen western states in the USA, destroying property and displacing people. The fires come in a context of historic drought and weeks of high temperatures that have left trees, brush and grasslands as flammable as timber. Two dozen fires are burning in Montana and nearly 50 more in Idaho, Washington and Oregon. Californian Governor Gavin Newsom says the fires are a clear result of our warming climate.
It's usually 62 degrees and you got a down jacket on, and we're experiencing all that coastal fog. Instead, it's 82 degrees and we're cooling off here a little bit because other parts of the state are experiencing, again, these record-breaking triple-digit temperatures, including red flag warnings all throughout Northern California over the course of the next 24 to 48 hours. I don't know what more evidence we need.
It's a similar story in countries across the Northern Hemisphere. A blaze in the French Riviera this week forced thousands of people to flee from homes, campgrounds and hotels after it started in forests near the coastal resort of Saint-Tropez. French President Emmanuel Macron, who was holidaying nearby, visited the fire zone on Tuesday.
Malheureusement, 3,500 hectares
Unfortunately, 3,500 hectares have been burned. In terms of biodiversity, it's obviously an absolutely terrible figure, and in terms of natural heritage. Today, thanks to the mobilization of everyone, the worst has been avoided. The cities have been spared and there are no victims. I would like to spare a thought for the three injured today. Our firefighters are continuing the fight and they have been able to stabilise the situation.
The fire in France is just the latest to burn on the Mediterranean this summer. There have also been blazes in Greece, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Morocco, Turkey, Israel and Algeria, as well as countries further afield like Russia. Like the Greek Prime Minister before him, President Macron too is drawing a link to climate change.
What is clear is that climate disturbances will lead to more such incidents. And what we note is that what we have in France, to the north of the Loire, that they will follow later on. So, with the wildfire season starts now, we will have to be very vigilant.
The recent devastating sixth assessment report from the International Governmental Panel on Climate Change found such conditions are a direct result of human-induced climate change and that they are already and will continue to become more frequent. Professor Mark Howden from the Australian National University's Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions was one of the report's contributing authors.
So the report overwhelmingly concludes that humans are influencing temperature changes right across the globe. And some of those big temperature changes are happening in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly in the higher latitudes towards the poles. And we also see that there's been significant changes in rainfall already as a result of climate change. And so, for example, those fires that we're seeing in Greece, they're emphasised when you have lower rainfall and also higher temperatures, both of which are linked to the longer-term climate changes.
The IPCC report and the fires come just months before the key United Nations climate summit in Glasgow in November. It's hoped the summit will see countries commit to serious action to limit global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees. Mark Howden says one silver lining of the fires is that they may provide some extra motivation for leaders as they seek to avert a global climate catastrophe.
I think countries that have been really strongly affected by those fires, the hurt will still be there, and I think they probably would go in harder than they otherwise would. And that's because the consequences, the human and economic and environmental consequences of these fires are huge. And so I think in terms of representing national interests in the Glasgow negotiations, that will play a part.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.